Hey, everybody, welcome to Pep Talk, the podcast that gives you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me, God. And I'm excited to be here today to give you some solutions to help you, your friends, your family take these crazy medical health and wellness conversations that you see on social media and the issues that you're dealing with, make them simple and digestible, number one, to understand. And number two, we're going to give you some action steps that you can do to biohack your body. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Napudi. I'm going to be taking you down this journey today. We're going to be talking about a topic that is near and dear to my heart. It's a conversation that I have with people literally every day, and it's one of the most commonly asked questions that I get, and it's about testosterone and testosterone therapy, why to do it, why not to do it, etc. The list goes on and on and on. Folks, by the way, testosterone is a hormone that is important for men and women. We all have it. Men have more, women have less, but we both need to have the right amounts so that our body can do what it's supposed to do. So let's get into this conversation. If you're a man over the age of 40 or a woman over the age of 40, you probably have already experienced some of the symptoms of low testosterone. I'm going to give you a list of those in a moment. But the reality of it is that once we get over the age of 30, our body starts reducing the ability to produce certain chemical compounds that are known as cell signaling compounds. These are things like your hormones, your peptides, your enzymes, your bacteria, your bioregulators, and enzymes, and so much more. Well, if we lose our chemical production of hormones, our cells can't be signaled like they're supposed to heal and respond and work like they are. And if you have symptoms like low libido, if you have low energy and fatigue, mood changes, weight gain, mental fog, prostate issues, the list goes on and on and on, you most likely have low testosterone. Up to 40% of men, according to the latest research globally, have low testosterone, and 30% of women have low testosterone as well. And this is according to the American Urology Associates. Consider levels below 350 nanograms per deciliter to be low. Now, I'm going to tell you that that is a very low number. That is a very low number. The medical number they want you to be at 350 or above is way too low. I'm going to tell you that in functional medicine, which is what I practiced for the last 20 years, we want those levels to be at least 500. And most individuals don't feel good unless their levels are 700 or 800 or above. Now, we want to be smart with that. And there are natural ways to bring those levels up and to keep the other hormones in balance. But low testosterone isn't just about sexual health. Everybody thinks that if I give them testosterone therapy, they're going to get big muscles, they're going to grow a great beard, and they're going to have great sex. It does not work that way, okay? Your testosterone is a very important chemical compound in the body that helps with healing, that helps with blood flow and circulation. It is one of the youthology compounds of our body. And as we age, it naturally goes down. And the more stress we're under, and the worse our body is at adapting to that stress, the more we're going to have these problems. And so testosterone has a correlation also with obesity and also with blood sugar issues. So I want you to hear this. I think it's important for you to understand that your body composition plays a critical role in your testosterone production. Obesity and diabetes are closely linked to low testosterone, and it's kind of like the chicken and the egg. But I'm going to tell you, low testosterone doesn't always cause the body to get obese and the body to have high sugars, but obesity and high sugars definitely will cause low testosterone. And then you get stuck in this vicious cycle. And if you're going to get out of the cycle, you have to break it up on both ways. You have to get the blood sugar and the body burning fat while you rise the testosterone at the same time. So some things that most people don't understand is that people can get something called leptin resistance. Leptin resistance is when fat cells produce leptin. Leptin, which leads to your body's ability to have good brain function, produce testosterone, feel hungry, feel full. If our testosterone levels are low, or if we get excess abdominal fat, we start to get leptin resistance. That's a problem. Insulin resistance as well. Our blood sugars, if they start going above a 6.4 to a 6.5, we're already getting into insulin resistance, where now our body can't pull the sugars out, can't produce insulin the way it should, and doesn't pull the excess glucose into the cells like it's supposed to. That's going to cause an increase in estrogen, which will cause a decrease in testosterone. We will also, if you have excess fat around the abdominal area, that fatty tissue contains an enzyme that converts testosterone to estrogen. So if you're going to a doctor and they're just giving you testosterone replacement therapy and they're not doing things to help your body naturally convert that testosterone into usable testosterone, it's going to convert to estrogen. And I'm going to tell you, for the first 10 years of practicing functional medicine, I was a big fan of estrogen blockers. I'm not anymore. The data is really clear that taking estrogen blockers, some of the medications that are out there, actually lower the function of testosterone and cause more long-term issues, and can actually lower growth hormone, which is something that is massively the fountain of youth. So we'll get into that in just a little bit. But low testosterone also increases your risk of all-cause mortality. There were studies that were going around for years, decades, that scared people and practitioners away from prescribing hormone replacement therapy. Well, now the longevity studies are out, and they've clearly shown that if your testosterone levels are above a 215, then you have a lower risk of all-cause mortality. So if I have somebody that comes in my practice that their testosterone is below a 300, not only do I know that their life is nowhere near where it needs to be, but I know their life expectancy and lifespan is shortened. So the quality and quantity of their life is diminished. So we know that maintaining a balanced hormone level of testosterone is both important for mental, physical, and emotional health, but it's important for longevity. They used to tell us that high testosterone and testosterone therapy can cause heart attacks. It's the opposite. We now know without a shadow of a doubt that if your testosterone is low, you have a 4 to 5 times higher risk of having a cardiovascular infarction, a heart attack. That's so powerful. Now, this recently just came out. So now to this day, if you have low testosterone and your doctors aren't helping you treat it naturally, this is a problem. And when I say naturally, I'm not a big fan of synthetic testosterone therapy. I'm a big fan of bioidentical testosterone therapy. I'm a big fan of using peptides like sermorelin and ipamorelin and CJC that help the body produce testosterone and growth hormone naturally. I'm also a big fan of a carnivore keto type diet. I'm a big fan of exercise because resistance training has been clinically proven to improve testosterone function. I'm a big fan of eating for your genetic lifestyle. If we can measure your genes and based off of your genetic lifestyle, tell you how you should live your life, that can improve not just the function of your life, but the health of your testosterone. I'm also a big fan of intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting has also been proven to improve growth hormone and testosterone in men and women. I'm also a big fan of making sure that you get the appropriate amount of sleep, rest, and recovery. If you don't, I don't care how much TRT you take, how many peptides you take, or how many supplements you take. If you're not recovering, your body doesn't get a chance to take all the quote unquote good things you're doing and convert it into, you know, usable energy. There's also a massive link between male menopause and cardiovascular health. If you're in your 40s and beyond, you may be unaware of a silent threat to your heart. Women have menopause and men have andropause. Yes, guys, we have cycles just like women do. Maybe we don't have periods, but we have hormone up and not maybe we don't. You're going to have ups and downs of your hormones throughout the monthly cycle. And this gradual decline in testosterone doesn't just affect libido and muscle mass, it affects your heart. And if your hormones are out of balance, you're going to have a high risk of a heart attack, period. And not only does testosterone dictate burning fat, but it dictates your body composition. We often talk about different body types: the adrenal body type, the thyroid body type, the hormone body type, the liver body type. All of them can be positively impacted by the use of improving testosterone for men and women naturally. First, we want to test, because physiology doesn't lie. We test, we don't guess, and we want those levels to go up. You need to understand that sleep is massively threatened by low testosterone. And if you don't sleep, you can't heal. If you don't sleep, you die faster. If you're carrying excess weight and your testosterone is lower, you're facing a double threat of having more sleep issues. And by the way, this was a study that was done that revealed that obstructive sleep apnea, many of you have heard of this before, has a direct correlation with low testosterone. If your testosterone is low, you have a higher risk of sleep apnea. And, you know, you use the CPAP machines and the mouth taping and the, you know, the nasal guards. Those are treating symptoms. If you can get your testosterone to go up and do it from a natural standpoint as well, that could help you immensely. And poor quality sleep is associated with more hormone dysregulation, earlier onsets of chronic diseases, hypertension, high blood sugar, and death. So it's quite crazy what's happened. So let's talk about some strategies to raise your testosterone naturally. There are four hormones that I believe that many adults can benefit from. So it's progesterone, thyroid, T3, and DHEA. And so progesterone, thyroid hormone, T3, DHEA, and pregnenolone. However, if you have low testosterone, those won't go up unless your testosterone's balanced. So if you have hot flashes, you better check your testosterone. If you have issues with the thyroid, you better check your testosterone. If you have issues with DHEA, which is mood, irritability, and not being able to sleep, you better check your testosterone. If you get, like I said, hot flashes and all that stuff, or have menopause or andropause stuff, you better check your testosterone. There are, unfortunately, because there's a lot of endocrine disrupting chemicals, you know, things like phthalates and plastics and PBAs and PFAS and all these things in our chemicals that we put on our skin and cosmetic therapies that people use and certain drugs that people take and injections people get. We have to minimize our exposure to those endocrine disrupting chemicals. Progesterone. I'm a huge fan of natural balancing creams like wild yam extract. I love wild yam extract. However, if you take wild yam extract and you have symptoms improving or increasing, that's because you probably have a COMT gene or an MTHFR gene, and you need to get some professional help seeking a physician that does functional medicine that can help you find out the root cause of your issues and you know, not just treat the symptoms. But let's talk a little bit more about ways to improve this hormone. By the way, prostate enlargement, low libido, erectile dysfunction, muscle loss, loss of vitality, loss of hair, not just on the head, but lower third of the leg as well. Man boobs, okay, let's just gynecomastia, a higher pitched voice. These are all signs and symptoms of low testosterone. Other causes, high estrogen, liver damage could be a huge part of it. And we see a lot of non-alcohol fatty liver syndrome because of overconsumption of soy products that are not fermented soy and a lot of overconsumption of sugars, right? Processed grains, having certain foods in your diet that are going to spike that. High storage of fats, which by the way, if you look at your genetic profile, you can tell your risk of storage of fats and et cetera. A low fat diet is going to cause low testosterone. If you eat a low fat diet, it's going to cause testosterone. Testosterone is a cholesterol based hormone. If you're taking stuff to lower cholesterol, you can't make testosterone. And the juice is not worth the squeeze with cholesterol medications, man. It will definitely cause you to have major issues. And if your testosterone's low, your brain function is going to be bad. And there's other medications that can also cause low testosterone, like statins, which are cholesterol drugs, certain high blood pressure medications, diabetic medications. All these have been linked to low testosterone. Okay, so how do we increase it? Raise your growth hormone is what I always tell folks. And how do we do that? Eat a moderate to, high amount of protein in your diet. Take your ideal body weight, and that's how many grams of protein you should eat a day. If you're supposed to be 170 pounds, 170 grams of protein is what you should be getting. And those of you that say, oh my God, that's a tremendous amount of protein, you have low testosterone, promise you, unless you're injecting it. or taking it some other way. Get enough quality sleep and lower your stress. That's another big one. Perform, you know, intense full body exercises. Man, I love resistance training, working out your chest, your back, your quads, and your glute. Let me say that again. Your chest, your back, your quads, your glutes, and your biceps. Those are all testosterone boosting muscles. You work those, it will help you. Use intermittent fasting. That's a powerful tool that you can do. Intermittent fasting is a huge tool to improve growth hormone and testosterone. Eat cruciferous vegetables. Eating cruciferous vegetables boosts testosterone. These are, you know, whole cruciferous vegetables, right? Broccoli, kale, cauliflower, things of that nature. Take about, you know, 3 to 4 servings of that per day would be great. Lower your cortisol. I just did a podcast recently about lowering your cortisol. I gave 20 to 25 action steps you can do to lower the cortisol levels and improve adrenal stress. Your adrenal glands help stimulate the production of testosterone. Use that. Testosterone is an anti-aging, man. I mean, it helps you look younger, feel younger, and your cells function younger. The aging process lowers testosterone. So once you hit 40, your natural testosterone goes down, period. You got to do something about it. There's a whole slew of supplements, vitamins, nutrients, and things you can take. Eat a high-fat diet. Eat a high-protein diet. Get plenty of rest. Get outside. Take vitamin D. Vitamin D mixes with cholesterol and helps your body make testosterone. Support your adrenals, clean out your liver, eat lots of protein. Did I say that? Eat lots of protein. That'll help you. I get really frustrated because there's a lot of bad information out there about testosterone and what you should and what you shouldn't do. And the reality of it is if you do the right things, you're going to get the right results. So folks, I know this is a lot of information, but go back, listen to this, go do some of the other, podcast that I've done on stress and cortisol as well, has a lot to do with helping with testosterone, resetting your body using our 45easy.com program. 45 days of 7 simple steps can totally reset your system, help your hormones reset, improve the quality and function of your life. Look, we're giving you the map, the keys in the car. You still got to drive it. So go back, re-listen to this, share with your friends and family. Be sure to go to our website. That's peptalk.com. peptalk.world. That's peptalk.world. And we have all kinds of resources there for you. Go ask your questions in there and I'll answer those live as well on our Pep Talk platform. Make sure you guys like, subscribe, and share and tag us. And don't forget, folks, knowledge is power, but wisdom is taking that knowledge and applying it to your life. Folks, until we meet again, I'm Dr. Eric Napudi. God bless you. God bless America and God bless the world. Stay smart out there and I'll see you soon. Be well. We'll be right back.